Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready for the most craziest fucked up thing on the internet? Get ready for the Insanity Room, your host with the most, that man with the pain in his brain, T Insane, is about to bring you 35 to 45 minutes of some bullshit. Are you ready? Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another episode of Insanity Room. I'm your host, T Insane. Today's episode is being an essential worker. Now, today's gonna be a special episode this week. I'm not gonna play no music. It's just me talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna feature no songs or anything like that. Because what I wanna talk about is being essential. When they say you're an essential worker, what do they mean when they say you're essential? Yeah, I know what they mean when they say the doctors are essential and they saying the truck drivers are essential and stuff like that. But to me, it don't seem like we're reaping any benefits. It's just certain people reaping benefits of being essential. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting my life on the line every day. Going out there, taking care of old people. Now I got a case in my building. You know what I'm saying? And anybody know I work in healthcare. But we got a coronavirus case in our building. Now, with that being said, I'm expected to show up at work, continue doing my job, putting myself in danger, because I'm essential. But what do I get from being essential? I don't get anything from being essential. I'm not getting hazardous pay. I'm not getting, you know, overtime pay. I didn't get a pay increase, none of that. You know what I'm saying? But here on TV, y'all thanking the essential workers. Y'all, we need, without y'all, America wouldn't go. But what are we getting? We're not getting anything. Meanwhile, y'all running out of money trying to fund businesses, you know what I'm saying? Now, the people that's out here actually doing something during the crisis are being overlooked. You know what I'm saying? And then me being black, I feel it's even more important for me to speak up, because the coronavirus is hitting black people harder than it's hitting white people. You know what I'm saying? So you look at it, I'm putting my life in jeopardy to save and to continue on being there for other people, and there's no one looking out for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I thank you for being essential. When I die, I'm just a number. I'm just part of the coronavirus number. And that in itself makes me look at, is it worth going to work, putting myself at risk because I'm essential? What do I get out of being essential? Because once the world go back to normal, I'm not essential no more. You know what I'm saying? Until another virus hit, and then you need us again. You know, the people that take care of old people, the people that make sure you get better and stuff like that. We are frontline workers that's out here every day, that's not getting the recognition that we're supposed to get. Not getting no help. We're not getting hazard pay. We're not getting anything. Now, I have to be a doctor or a nurse to get hazard pay. I got to be a doctor or a nurse to get a bonus. But I'm considered essential, the same as a doctor or a nurse. Are there different levels to this essential shit? You know what I'm saying? Think about it. My wife is essential. She works at Walmart. Now, she deals with people more than I do. She is at risk more than I am. But they expect her to show up for work every day, do her job, put her life on the line for their store. But we're have no protection. You know what I'm saying? We have nobody saying, well, look, y'all deserve this, y'all deserve that. You say it in theory, but in reality, we haven't seen anything. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can understand you helping out Americans, trying to make sure everybody eat, trying to make sure everybody have what they need to have. But me being who I am, I still have to go out there and get it. Then I have taken a chance bringing this back home to my family, risking my family being sick, and then it's a double exposure because it's me and my wife. You know what I'm saying? And not to mention when I have to go out here to the store, so I'm steady putting myself in harm's way. But I'm essential. Essential to who? If I'm essential to America, why is not America showing that I'm essential? Why America is not giving me the opportunity to prosper or to protect myself in better ways? You know what I'm saying? There's healthcare facilities all over the world, and every healthcare facility is linked to a certain thing in the system. It has to be. You know what I'm saying? You sign HIPAA laws and stuff like that, so it's linked to the hospital system. So you can tell who's working and who's not working. And if I'm essential like you say I am, I would expect you to do something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm looking at? In about a year or two, a little bit longer than that, or probably less time than that, there's going to be somebody that's saying, did you work through the coronavirus? If so, join our multi-million or billion-dollar suit. Because we're not getting no kind of hazard pay. We're worried about the coronavirus killing people. Yeah, we're helping people. But at the same time, everybody else that has to shelter inside and stay put, and you giving them money to stay put, I still have to go and make my money. If I owe child support, I don't get no money. So I'm, in the words, both in what the fuck I started off in. So if I have a job, I have to keep it. And then on top of that, if I'm home, my bills steady going up. They're not forgiving bills. They're just not cutting it off. So your bills are piling up. You know what I'm saying? But we are essential. We don't get an essential break. For me to feel essential, it's for you to recognize more than the little things and recognize the health risks that we're facing. Recognize the health risks that we're bringing to our family. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different ball game when you don't recognize the people that's here for you. When you don't recognize the people that you say are essential. You know what I'm saying? Before, janitors and garbage men and all those was looked down upon. Them low-paying jobs, those jobs don't mean nothing. Grocery store clerk, your teacher, you gonna grow up to stock shelves. But now you need the people to stock shelves. Now they're essential. You know what I'm saying? And when all this is over with, are we still gonna be essential? Are we still gonna be the backbone of America? Will you continue to salute us from carrying us through a pandemic? I think not. I think like everything else in America, we're gonna be overlooked, swept under the rug because it's all over again until another pandemic happens, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm looking at commercials. We're feeding doctors and nurses. What about the other essential workers? So you have a preference when it comes down to being essential. So only doctors and nurses are essential to the United States, and you're just throwing in everybody else? Or are we really essential workers? When I go into the convenience store to get gas or whatever I need for my house, I thank that person for being essential. You know why I thank that person? Because I don't think we get enough recognition from America from being essential. Without those people being open, you wouldn't get no gas. You know what I'm saying? The big box stores, they got insurance. They got ways to deal with things. All the big restaurants, the ones that really make money, ain't needing no money. The moms and pop restaurants need the money. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't do it. But at the same time, when you give them this money to bail them out, to help them out, you still need to implement other things because this money only is going to help for a little while until business come back. The money really ain't going to do nothing because you got to catch up on bills. Then you pay your bills off and you still risk facing more bills because we don't know how long things are going to be back to normal. And now there is no normal. It's the new normal. Well, everybody's going to have to walk around with masks on, give each other 6 feet, you know what I'm saying, respect space. And in this world, are we going to still be essential? You know, the people that's got to be on the front line every day, even through the virus, you're still going to work. So when everything opened back up, it's like nothing happened for the essential people, you know what I'm saying? Are we going to have an essential parade? Or you're going to say anybody that work in a nursing home or, you know what I'm saying, hospital, grocery stores, you get 25% off of this, you get a free that. No, we're not going to have none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen for us. It's going to take a lawsuit for those people to listen and recognize what we did and who we are. You know what I'm saying? You look at it like this, veterans. a veteran, when he's in the military and he's upholding the military standards, he get recognized for everything, you know what I'm saying? Then after he's out, homeless, he's holding up signs, we'll work food and all this other stuff. They got backlogs on VA hospital. They're not treated right. So America has a history of not treating the people right that's there for them. You know what I'm saying? And when I say that, I mean within America, because they treat their allies right, because they got to keep things going. But the people, you look at it as a kingdom. You know what I'm saying? And the people that rule the kingdom see fit to see what you have and you can't have. And it's a hard pill to swallow, but that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? We're a certain percent that keeps the world running, but we don't have the money to call the shots. So we're the workers, we're the builders, those who architect and design feel they are more than us, that they have more say, because I designed this, because it was my idea. But I brought your vision to life. Without me, your vision would merely be nothing but an idea. Without me, you would not see your vision. I am the builder. So when you say essential, do you really mean essential, or do you really mean temporary? We need you now, but when all this is over with and said and done, we see you no more. What does essential mean to America when it comes down to us? That's the question that I'm asking. Essential is a part of life. Essential is being here for my kids, making sure they have the things that they need, making sure they're safe. But I'm the one that's putting them in danger because I'm going to work in a place that has a case of COVID, because I'm interacting with people that might have COVID, because I can't shelter in place because I'm considered essential by America. You know what I'm saying? Go to your job. We need you. But am I that really essential to where you're going to make sure I'm good? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to make sure that I'm covered? Are you going to make sure that if anything happens to me that I get the best of care? No, you're not. I can answer that for you. And you know me. I'm not about to cut no shoulders. You're not about to do that. What you're going to do is forget about us. Same way you forgot about the people that put their lives on the line. The same way you forgot about the things you did to black people in the past. What you're going to do once this is over with, you're going to forget about us. But because it was a pandemic and it was too big for the world to ignore, there are going to be lawsuits. There are going to be major lawsuits because America is not really thinking about tomorrow. They're thinking about tomorrow, but they focus right now on bringing the economy back. You know what I'm saying? You're getting a whole lot of protesting about opening up the economy. You know, screw the coronavirus and all that. Yeah, all that's fine and dandy, but if you open up your store and the cases start spiking back up and then you got to shut back down again and it's back to the same thing all over again, then what? You looking for another bailout? You looking for another way to save your business? While us essential people are back on the front line again. So everything that sounds like a good idea doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea. You know what I'm saying? So what does essential mean to America? What does this being essential mean to you all that's out there being essential workers? And I like to give a shout out to the essential workers. Everybody that's out here still interacting with the public, still out here doing what they need to do, still working through a pandemic. Not even getting tested. Can't get tested like talking about first it was hard, you had to get this and this and that. Now we got drive-through tests, but they're not telling you you got to pay $50 to take the test. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay for the test. But if I'm an essential worker, I shouldn't have to pay for no test. Because I'm exposed to this every day, that's something you should give to me. So I can be secure. So the people around me can be secure. But you're not going to do that. You're going to make me pay for everything. And then in the back end, I'm going to have to try to recoup my money. I'm going to have to try to recoup my losses. Now, imagine this. I worked through the whole pandemic, and at the ass end, I get sick. But everybody else is going back, the world is going back, and all the essential workers start getting sick and can't do nothing. Are you going to be there for us then? And what are we going to get out of besides t-shirts and smiles? Is there any way that you can show us appreciation throughout what we do? And I unbelievably think there's no way that you can really show appreciation. A few commercials, a few thank you here and there, that's not showing appreciation. You need to compensate essential workers. Being essential means keeping America running. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pause for the calls and be back with the second half of the show in a little bit. This is your host, T. Insane, and I'll be right back.